I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As of Tuesday, the death toll from the quake in eastern Turkey was over 400 and rising. Survivors are battling cold without food, water, and shelter. In light of 200-plus aftershocks, Baptist Global Response's Pat Melisson says people are afraid to sleep indoors. Their team brought emergency shelter supplies. BGR also has an assessment team on the ground.
Pray that this would be a great opportunity for Christians to step in, to minister to the needs that are there, and leave in the memory of those survivors not just the fact that they've been impacted because of their demolished homes or the death of loved ones, but that they've been impacted by the gospel.
We turn next to Haiti, where the mandate for a Haiti quake reconstruction panel ends Friday. At the same time, a new government is formed that can take the reins. Hopefully, that'll free up the docks. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're trying to get two food shipments through customs. For Haiti's continued presence has earned them the right to be heard, a gospel opportunity.
You have the opportunity to help the people. You have the opportunity to explain to them where that help is really coming from. God is in control, and everything is in His hands. And we just make sure that He gets the credit.
And Bright Hope International works with 2,000 of the 163 million orphans around the world. To reach a greater percentage of the fatherless, Bright Hope International is embarking on its Orphan Day campaign for the month of November. Our website has a list of creative ways that you can be the hands and feet of Christ to thousands of the poorest orphans. Donate $10 for orphans right now by texting BHOPE to 85944. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating 20 years of ministry. Can you help us celebrate? $20 for 20 years and get a Mission Network News 20th anniversary t-shirt. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.